Oh, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another football. Well, this is a Wednesday night for high school football here on KJN. A little earlier start time for Who's Gonna Win, which is brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates. I'm Jim Field, be joined by the whole gang as we take a look at the playoff picture tonight, and we'll take a look at how we see eight area playoff games coming out this evening as we get our football coverage started here tonight. We'll take a break and be back with our first picks of the night right after this on Who's Gonna Win.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win here for our final show of the season, our special playoff edition here tonight. Playoffs?
Playoffs.
You say playoffs?
Kidding me?
Playoffs. We're just trying to win a game. Here's how it goes right now. Chris wins and we lose. That's pretty much how it goes right now. Some of us got a little crazy last week, and so we're pretty well out of it.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. You could be holding up a mirror right back at me, too. Chris went 6-2 last week to solidify his spot at the top. Matt is really the only one who's got a shot at him now. Matt went 6-2 as well. And then I was 4-4, and Doug was 3-5, and none of us are real proud of how we did that. Let's take a look at the numbers from last week. We had Cam was the pick for three of us. We left Chris with a limb pick on Sydney. Yeah. We're not very smart, are we? Chris got a winner there, and the rest of us, you know, we took it in the shorts. We all picked Adair Casey over Coon Rapids Bayer. That game's a whole lot closer than I think most of us thought it would be, a 34-26 win for the Bombers. It was Logan Magnolia rallying to beat Griswold. It was a pretty big rally, actually. But Logan Magnolia wins, and that was a win for Chris. We gave him a limmer on that one, and 50-28 was the final, and Griswold was a loser for the rest of us. Had another limb pick in our next game. Matt came through with one. He took Westwood. I had some reservations about this game. I probably should have gone with those. You did.
Reservations, yeah, with the Rebels.
And you win. So Westwood wins 22-7 over Riverside, and the rest of us, three of us, took a loss on Riverside. Red Oak beat Shenandoah 13-10, and that was a winner for Matt and Chris. That was a late rally, by the way, too. Harlan beat ADM 30-7. We all won that game. Lewis Central beat up on Creston 38-10. That was a winner for Matt and for me, as Doug's woes continued. And then we all picked Glenwood, and they won 48-20 over Atlantic. So that's kind of how it went. 6-2 for Matt, 6-2 Chris, 4-4 for me, 3-5 for Doug. And here's how the standings for the year are coming into this final show of the year. 54-18 for Chris. He has a 4-game lead over Matt, still within shouting distance. Matt's 50-22. And then Doug and I are both 48-24. So we would pretty much need just about everything to go right for us to have
so you're saying there's a possibility.
So you're saying there's a chance. Yeah. Pulling out the Dumb and Dumber reference. No. Well, yeah, I guess there is. I think I was 5 games back 1 year and did 6 better than Chris that last week, but I don't think Chris wants to talk about the great collapse.
No, that's ancient history at this point. So
he learned his lesson. And,
his younger days.
Yeah, he learned his lesson. He's done a lot better since then. So trying to become a three-time champion. He's trying to rock the three-peat here.
Wow. The dynasty.
They and then automatically retire after that, right?
Yeah. If that's the rule, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
You're out. Just kick you out.
Winning, you're out.
All right.
It's a new philosophy.
Well, it's playoff night, so all these games are playoff games. And since I've given up on this whole trying to give the voodoo stick to Chris, we're just going to go ahead and just play it straight, I guess, this week and not try to stump him. We've got Exira EHK at home against Cam. They've had about a week and a half off since their last game. And Cam coming in after that final loss of the year. All right, first place guy, we'll let you go first. What do you think?
All right, yeah, the Spartans, I think, are looking forward to this game. Obviously, they had a week off to prepare as they're kind of schedule worked out well for them to be able to rest up before this one. And Cam, the nice thing about Cam is that they have, in most games against teams that you know that they knew they're going to have trouble with, they played okay in those games. Last week, I think, was maybe about the worst of them. They really competed pretty well with most other teams that they needed to. But Spartans are just too much. They're a tough team. The Peppers boys and Trey Sander, you got a great trio of athletes there, and I think it's going to carry them a long way. So I'll go with the Spartans.
Okay. Matt, what do you like?
Well, it's allowed Xire EHK to heal up with that extra week of practice in there. The only thing is just hopefully they don't come out with a slow start. You know, that could be one thing that hurts them, but I think in the end they'll still be able to pull it out. They've got a lot of horses. They've got that experience from the playoffs, and I think they're on a mission to get to that finals game this year.
Okay, that's two for the Spartans. Doug, what do you like?
Yeah, I think Coach Peterson will have them fired up, ready to go, even though they had a little bit of a layoff. Had the opportunity to go up and watch a few playoff games last year at Xire and really enjoyed the atmosphere there. The fans certainly get into the games, and it's going to be a tough environment for Cam to play. So I think the Spartans are going to win.
Okay, that's three. I'm going to make it unanimous. You know, it's always the nervous part, though, is that, you know, is Trace Tickner going to go off and go nuts again with 10 touchdowns in a game like he did earlier this year against Lennox, which was really turned out to be the game that got him into the playoffs. So, you know, is that what's going to happen again? Who knows? You know, I think there's always that worry. And these are old rivals. I mean, these are, well, really four old schools, Cumberland Messina, Oneida, Xira, and then Elkhorn Kimbleton, that all used to be rivals in the old Rolling Hills Conference. And then, of course, you've had these mergers and things, but, you know, they still view themselves as rivals. So you never know what's going to happen in those kinds of games necessarily, the types of emotion. But I just think there are too many horses with Xira EHK. And as you mentioned, they're on a mission, and I don't see that mission ending in the first round. So we'll make that a unanimous pick for Xira EHK tonight. Let's go to our second game, another eight-man game. Meskwaki Settlement is on the road at Adair Casey. That's a pretty long ride there. Matt, who wins that one?
Yeah, you've got Meskwaki Settlement now. They've won five straight here to make it in the playoffs, losing the first four games. And out of those five games, four of them have been on the road. But the one thing is that they're going to be coming in to Adair Casey. Adair Casey has over 4,000 yards in the season, lead the entire state of eight-man total yards. It's going to be a long ride home also for Meskwaki, so okay. I'm going to go with the Bombers.
All right. Doug, what do you like?
Yeah, it's hard to make a long road trip to the game, and then if it's not a close game, it would be a tough ride home, too. I'm going to take the Bombers.
All right, that's two for the Bombers. I'm going to make it 3-2, as Matt mentioned. Five in a row, Meskwaki Settlement started out 0-4. Talk about having your backs to the wall as far as the playoffs go, and then they run off five straight games. Hot! They're on fire! Time to put out the fire tonight. Adair Casey's going to take care of that business. Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, the Bombers, you know, looking to try to roll into the playoffs as well. Clayton Plowman is obviously the guy that gets a lot of the attention, but I think a couple of guys on that team need to get some credit this season too. Trayton Jensen's done a nice job stepping in there at quarterback for him. He's done things both running and throwing. And Emmett Wheatley's kind of a nice X-factor type player. He can do things return game and also as a wideout, so I think the Bombers are going to win this one easily. I'll take Adair Casey.
Okay, that's a 1-4 matchup as far as, in fact, these first two games were both 1-4 matchups is how they seed these out for the playoffs. So we're two games in, got another 8-man game to look at, then we'll move on to 11-man football here as well, and we'll do that right after we come back here on Who's Going to Win.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back now on Who's Going to Win, week number 10, the special playoff edition of our program here, our final show of the season, as we all get together and let Chris do a victory lap here on us this week. Sydney is at Glen Ralston here in game number 3. That's our final 8-man game that we have on the list this week. Couple of 8-1 matchups. 8-1 teams matching up here tonight. Doug, how do you like this one?
Yeah, how come I have to start on the one with 2 8-1 teams? You know, you got 9-0 versus 5-4, and then you give me 8-1, 8-1.
I've seen your record so far this year. I'm not sure it makes a whole lot of difference.
Well, that's true. Point. That's true. Glen Ralston are what? Rams? No? What are...
Well, the Wildcats.
Wildcats, okay, versus the Cowboys.
Cowboys, yep.
Well, my secretary in Carroll resides in Glidden, and based on that, I'm going to have to take the Wildcats.
Wow.
That's solid deep. Logic right
that's,
there.
That's some insightful
well,
stuff
I'm,
there.
I'm not going to be able to go into work, you know, if I pick Sydney.
Well, okay, whatever works, I suppose. I'm not sure. I think it's a matchup of what district do you think played better this year? And I'm not really sure. You know, I haven't really been all that terribly impressed with anybody else in the Exira EHK district this year. I mean, they played well and ran through it and really had a pretty easy time of it. I really thought Coon Rapids Baird, Glen Ralston would give them better games. We watched the Glen Ralston game. We broadcast that. Glen Ralston didn't really put up much of a fight. They scored one touchdown, really only ran one play that worked, and that was when they set their big guy in the backfield and let him run for a touchdown. They had one decent drive, which ended in a turnover early. Other than that, they really couldn't move the ball very well. Now, I suppose it's possible Exira EHK played just a spectacular ball game that day, too. I'm not really sure. I don't know what to do with this game. I'm going to go with Sydney, just... It's a long drive to go up there and lose, so I'm going to try Sydney and see if they can pull one off on the road. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head as far as, you know, which district, I guess, do you kind of think is maybe a little bit better. And it really is hard to tell what has happened throughout the season. The one game that does kind of stick in my head a little bit was the beginning of the year, and Fremont Mills lost to West Harrison, which is a matchup of those two district teams, and it wasn't real close in that game. I know FM was still trying to figure some things out at that point and had some injuries to deal with, but just kind of indicates to me that maybe that district is a little bit tougher. Exira EHK, obviously, I think when they play teams, it's not a fair comparison because their heads above the rest of these guys, I think. But they do have a nice running back at Sydney and Chris Osborne that's gained over 1,500 yards. Glen Ralston, with the big guy, Dan Ertz, he can do some things for them at tight end and at running back. And I think they've started to lean on that a little heavier as the season's gone on. So I'll take the home team here. I'll go with Glen Ralston.
Okay, that's 2 for Glen Ralston, and I'm sitting on Sydney. Am I out there on a limb with the Cowboys there, Matt?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, looking down the list here, you know, for me, I'm looking at where can I make up some ground on Chris. This is a nice matchup here. I think you guys have pretty well hit everything on the head, you know, who's had the softer schedule, who's, you know, kind of rolling into here. I like the way Sydney's playing this week, so I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Okay, well, that's 2-2. I guess we split them up this time. All right, let's move on now. This is our broadcast game coming up tonight as Audubon hosting Riverside in a rematch. 10 weeks ago, they played each other. That was a game that featured a late rally by Riverside. They won it by a point, 15-14. Audubon a little banged up. Riverside with a new coach figuring a few things out. So, you know, both teams are more polished now than they were at that time. And I guess I get first pick of this one. This one scares me a little bit. Audubon's had a nice run here. After losing their first two non-district games, they've run off 7 in a row in district to win that district, 7-0 in district play. And, you know, Rivers, and when we saw Audubon play, it was early in the season against a very good AHST team, and they didn't look all that good, and they were just starting to get healthy again. It was a non-district game. We saw Riverside play pretty well against Griswold a few weeks ago, too, so that's kind of impressed me. Riverside's a real dangerous team, I think, right now. That 5-4 record, I think, is a little bit deceiving, because this is a team that they come out and they play like they can and play with the emotion that they need to play with. They can be really, really dangerous. I'm going to go with Audubon here, but I do that with a little bit of trepidation because Riverside scares me right now. Chris?
Yeah, Riverside is one of those teams that's you know, tough as sitting at a, what you would, you know, say a 4 seed against a 1 here. And obviously, you know, they have that confidence that they were able to knock them off earlier in the season. Ottoman is a very different team. They didn't have their quarterback there at that point in the year, and he came back, and they're starting to gel now, obviously, as the season has gone along. But Riverside has improved a lot, too. I was very impressed with them in that game against Griswold. I think they're buying into their new coach's system there and really playing some inspired ball. But I think Ottoman, with Trevor Smith there and with Riley Jones in the backfield, they've been able to get that offense rolling a little bit more as the season's gone on. And I think the home field helps. You know, it's been a long time since they've been able to try to taste some postseason success. So I'll go with the Wheelers here.
Okay, that's two for Ottoman. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Wheelers as well. You look back at that first game, they had three red zone opportunities that they weren't able to capitalize on. So they had success moving the ball, and that was without that quarterback Smith in there. So he's back. They're on a winning streak right now. I know they'll look at things and know what to correct or even be able to seize opportunities on. So Wheelers at home.
Okay. Doug, what do you like?
Well, it's interesting because Ottoman started out the year with some injuries and has gotten healthy, whereas Riverside was a little more healthy and they've had to overcome some injuries. And I've actually been very impressed with how they've done with that. You know, they've won some games when they lost their leading rusher, and they're both playing well. But I'm going to take Ottoman at home.
You know, sometimes you look at a one seed versus a four seed and you think, well, you know, why do we even play these games? That's not going to be much fun. I think this is a much closer matchup than this is more like a 2-3 type matchup. I think the skill sets are a little bit closer. And like I said, I think a momentum will play a lot in this game. If Riverside would get off to a good start, they could be tough. If Rodman gets off to a good start at home, it's going to be a tough task there, too. Should be fun. And we'll have that game for you coming up here tonight on KJAN. 7 o'clock kickoff, and we're on the air right after Who's Going to Win here at 6 o'clock with our pregame show. Let's move on. Guthrie Center is at AHST. There's another 1-4 matchup. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, AHST has obviously had a great season under their young head coach, Davis Pattee. They've been able to kind of buy into his system, I think, and they've been playing some inspired football. They've had to work for a few of those victories, too. It's not like they've just steamrolled over everybody either. Guthrie Center, a team that doesn't seem to have as much offense going for them throughout the season. They've kind of struggled at times to get things going. Austin Labs leads them running the ball. He's got 728 yards on the season. So not, you know, the kind of numbers that you would expect from a team that's really, you know, piling things up. But I like AHST, the way that they've played here throughout the season. And that zero at the end of the column makes things a lot more confident for you, and it'll be good for them at home.
Okay, one for the Vikings. Matt, what do you like?
Well, I like the Vikings as well. They've been playing awfully well this season. Probably, I think, might even be a little bit of a surprise to some, the kind of the way they've run the table here. Not sure quite, but on my radar, they weren't quite expected to, you know, maybe just have above par season. But so been impressed with them, so I'm going to go with them at home.
All right, that's two. Doug, what do you see?
Well, I've picked against the Vikings a couple times this year and didn't work out very well, so I'm going to take AHST.
Okay. You know, I've kind of looked at AHST almost as a system-type program. You know, they've had some nice players, don't get me wrong, but it seems like they do a very good job of being able to take certain players and their skill sets and fit them into the spots in their system where they can really succeed. You know, it's not a team that necessarily will have the same quarterback from year to year, even if the guy who quarterbacked last year is still on the team. They may have found somebody else who can do that and then move this person over to another location. I think traditionally their coaching staffs have done one of the better jobs I think I've seen in some of the small schools around in really assessing each and every year what the skill levels are and then making it work for them. You know, the statistics don't always jump off the page with them. And you're not really sure. And sometimes you watch the game. You know, we did the Audubon AHST game early season, and we watched the game. And after it was over, they took care of business. But I didn't feel like, gee whiz, they just steamrolled them. You know, you didn't feel like that. But then at the end of the day, they get the job done. And they do that over and over again. I like AHST. I don't think there's any way Guthrie Center wins this one at Avoca. Let's move on to the next one. Nottoway Valley is on the road at Ogden here tonight. Ogden, a team that's right up there in the in everybody's minds as a top 10 rated team. Matt, what do you like in this one?
Yeah, they've come in 8-1 record. The only loss was to the district champion Van Meter, and that was just by a touchdown. So they've got a lot going on there. But Nottoway Valley here, they've won 4 of their last 5 ball games coming in. on a little bit of a roll. The only loss in that stretch was to St. Albert by a 14-12 score. It's going to be a tough road game for Nottoway Valley. Ogden puts up a lot of yards, especially on the ground, but I'm going to go with Nottoway Valley coming out a little tougher district, I think.
Did I just hear that right?
Yes, Nottoway Valley, the Wolverines.
All right.
Wolverines.
All right. Shocked me. I was getting ready to put a big old O down in the box for you there, and then all of a sudden that
upset
comes out.
Upset special right there.
There you go. All right. Doug, what do you like?
I'm shocked.
Are you going to give him the old not so fast?
Well, we had the Dumb and Dumber reference, then we got the Red Dawn reference over here from Mr. Mullinex. I don't know. I was surprised. I forgot about that St. Albert score. I mean, that is impressive. I mean, I don't know the details behind that game, but you know, anybody that can play the Falcons that close has got to be a decent team. What's Ogden's mascot? What, Jim? Question. Field does not know that
off
answer.
Off the top of my head, I do not know. Very I would have to look that up.
Very disappointing. And
yeah. I would be happy to look it up just for you, though.
Well, I'm going to take Nottoway Valley. Matt's got me convinced.
All right. There you go. I'm not. I'm taking Ogden. I'm impressed with what Nottoway Valley has done here lately. That St. Albert game, if I remember right, I think that was in Greenfield. So this is a little bit of a lengthy jaunt for them. And Ogden's had a lot of program success over the years in football. They're one of those programs that everybody expects in that district to be competing for the title each and every year. And they did again this year. I don't know. Ogden at home, I'm going to take them. I'd tell you their mascot, but I don't know, and Doug won't help me. So, Chris, what do you think?
this is another one of those games that is a little bit more interesting than, you know, what it would appear on the surface, just the way that Nottoway Valley has kind of finished their season very strong. Both teams will throw the ball around quite a bit. Jackson Lamb for Nottoway Valley and Caleb Fry for Ogden, they both have over 1,000 yards passing this year, and Fry has over 1,700 yards. So they'll put it in the air a lot, and it looks like they don't turn the ball over a lot either. So sometimes it's hard to do both of those things. And being at home, I do think Nottoway Valley is a tough test for them, but I'll take the home team here as well. I'll go with Ogden.
Yeah, I was impressed looking at numbers too. The Fry kid from Ogden, he's hitting on about, 67-68% of his passes and only the three interceptions on the season. So that's pretty salty. And the Bulldogs? Did you look it up?
I looked it up.
You did?
The Bulldogs of Ogden.
That's what I was going to say off the top of my head. But
God bless the internet.
There we go. I don't know. I prefer the radio.
The radio is much better. I agree, Jim.
Unless you're on KJN.com. All right. That's six games in. We need to take a quick break. We got a couple of 3A games on the list as we finish up our final few selections for the season. Stay with us. We'll be back in a minute here on Who's Going to Win.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back now on Who's Going to Win. Two more games to take a look at here before we finish up our program for the year. Let's go to 3A. ADM is on the road at Carroll here in this first one in this go-around. Doug, what do you like here?
Well, you know, Carroll's very familiar with this position. I mean, they pulled the shocker off last year with Harlan. They went into the playoffs with a losing record, and where they may even have been 3-6, I think, last year, weren't they? Mm-hmm. and pulled the stunner there in at Merrill Field, I believe, as well. So, you know, they're known to be careful with ADM. ADM's coming in with a losing record. And, you know, but ADM, I think, had that losing record in a district that's not quite as tough. You know, I think Carroll's district with Helan and Spencer and some of those teams is a little bit stouter than our district right now. So I'm going to take the Tigers at home.
Okay, that's one for Carroll. I'm going to make it two for Carroll. I'm taking the Tigers as well. You know, ADM, they throw the ball around quite a bit, and that's all great against big, slow teams, but Carroll's not that. Carroll's very athletic. They got a lot of good athletes out there, and I just don't think you're going to be able to do a whole lot of things like you may have been able to do against some other teams. And absolutely, District 2 is way tougher than District 1. I have not been impressed, and I think I said it a week or two ago, and I'll go out on a limb again and say it now. I think Heartland's the only team out of District 1 has a chance to even win tonight. I don't like the other three teams from District 1 at all to advance. I just don't think they've been tested well enough. So I'm going to go with Carroll here in this one and stick by my words. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling the same way you are with the matchup with the districts. You know, a Carroll team that was able to pull that win last year, and they showed a lot of swagger by being able to go back in there this year and get the victory again against Harlan. So they did it 2 years in a row, even with you know, kind of the bullseye on them. But I think they're a tough team. You know, their only loss, they did take it on the chin against Bishop Helan in district play. But that's you know, a tough team to play there, so I don't take too much away from that. So I think Carroll, being at home, will be able to win this one.
All right, that's three for Carroll. They can't get to the Dome without a win tonight in the first round. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, it'll be a tough road to the Dome. For Carroll, there's a lot of tough teams over here on this side of the bracket. You know, ADM comes limping in. They've lost their last three ball games. Carroll, like Chris said earlier, you know, they did take one on the chin. I think they've got things corrected. They're really playing hard. But with that, you know, ADM, just when you think they might be down, they're going to rise up and might be able to, you know, snag you by the heels. So I'm going to go with the ADM Tigers on the road and representing District 1. You know, last year, District, everybody thought it was the opposite.
That's true.
You know, and look what happened last year. So here we go, ADM on the road.
Tigers over Tigers.
Yeah, better you than me. All right, one for ADM and three for Carroll. Last game on our list, Spencer on the road at Lewis Central. Look at those records. This is a 2-3 match? No, it's a 2-3 matchup.
Okay. Lewis Central, the two.
Lewis Central's two with a 4-5 record. Yeah, 7-2 team has to go to play on the road at a 4-5 team. You know, I actually believe that Lewis Central's a better team than that record shows, but I tell you what, Spencer's just going to pound and pound and pound. Spencer at Heart, they don't throw the ball much at all. I don't think they've thrown it more than maybe 50 times all year. They're going to end the season with four guys over 500 yards rushing. They're going to have a lot of rush yards by the end of the year, and I think they're going to have a lot of rush yards by the end of the night. I like Spencer on the road in this one. I know it's a long drive, but I like the kind of punishing football that they're playing right now, and it's been a long time since they've made a deep run into the playoffs, a team that traditionally a program that always had a lot of success in postseason play. They're going to get started well tonight. Chris?
Yeah, Spencer, like you said, one of those teams that has had that history. I know they put the squash on my school's only good run into the postseason, so they got a little bitter taste in my memory as well. But they're a good program. Lewis Central, before the last week, I wouldn't have said that Lewis Central had a chance in this game, but then last week they go out and they just absolutely destroyed Creston, which I don't think anybody really expected. I think that once they get the ball going, I think they can pass the ball well when Austin Simmons is on his game, but that's kind of what they rely on. If he's not going, then they're not going. But I think Spencer, with that ground game, being able to kind of keep the ball away from Lewis Central anyways, has the advantage here. So I'm going to take Spencer.
All right, that's two for Spencer. Matt, what do you like?
Well, you talked about Spencer's rush yards. They've got 3,600 total yards on the season, and 3,100 of that is on the ground. So, yeah, I think they'd like to run the ball. So, and that's definitely what you want to do this time of year rolls around, keeping that ball on the ground, weather changes. But, you know, Lewis Central, they're healthy. They're at home. It's on the field turf. They're feeling comfortable right now. Again, I think they're going to come out on top. I've been high on them almost all season, and I'm not going to stop now once playoffs come, so I'm going with the LC Titans.
All right, there you go. Matt's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Or something.
We're down to one. We're down.
I needed a few wins to pick up on Chris.
Did you steal Uncle Si's iced tea glass again? Got one pick left to make this year, and we're going to give that honor to Mr. Leonard. What do you like?
Mr. Here? Last place. Thank you.
I do my best to keep you happy.
Well, Chris, you said that no one expected LC to shock Creston like that. Except if no one includes you and I, you're right, because these two jokers picked the other way around. But, you know, I don't know about Lewis Central. I mean, I've been high on LC all year, too, as Matt said. But, you know, I think they're one of those teams that has a tremendous amount of talent. But I think sometimes motivating that talent, you know, reminds me of the old Fab Five at Michigan, you know. Unbelievable talent, but how well are they all going to mesh together and play on the court? And I'm going to take Spencer.
Okay. Three for Spencer and one for Lewis Central. Very good. Well, I don't know that we're going to change the positioning too much as far as the top of the standings go here, but, hey, we tried our best. Guys, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, Chris Parks. I'm Jim Field. Don't forget, Chris and I will be joining you here in Audubon in just a moment as Audubon faces Riverside in a Class A first-round football matchup. We'll have all the action for you here. That's going to do it for Who's Going to Win. I want to thank our sponsors as well, Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates. Until next season, thanks for joining us here on Who's Going to Win.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.